Let's worship. Let's lay our lives down at His feet. Let's worship. Let's tell Him that He's all that we need. Jesus, we thank You. We lift our hearts and praise, 'cause it's You we love, it's You we worship. Let's
Hello, this is Terry Clark. In John 4, there's a remarkable story of an encounter between Jesus and the lady at the well in Samaria. It's a story full of personal evangelism and breaking down cultural barriers. It was also the closest Jesus got to teaching a worship seminar. He doesn't have to do seminars. He is worship. He told this lady that a genuine worshiper is one who worships in spirit and in truth. That's another way of saying to will and to do what pleases God. To actually do it, not just sing about it. That's what the empowerment of the Holy Spirit is for. We don't really believe that worship is just singing a song together in church, but some people who come to our churches could easily get that idea. When Jesus said that God is seeking genuine worshipers, I don't think He was looking for good singers or piano players. No, He's listening to the melody of our hearts. He's looking for people like you and me who will be willing to abandon our lives to follow Jesus, to walk in the light as He is in the light, not in just inspiring moments in church, but with every thought, every word, every step of every day. And that's worship.